Welcome to the Ike Packers podcast.
Go Pack Go.
It's been too long since the Pack win the Super Bowl, Mom.
Go Pack Go.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Please leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show. We're IKE_Packers on Twitter.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. Super Bowl weekend's coming up. Chiefs versus the Eagles. Who's going to win? We're going to dive into that. Also, 12 years ago today, Packers were in the Super Bowl. So how can they get back? We're going to talk that too. Thanks for joining. Let's get into the episode.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. My name is Alex Eichstead. I'm your host, and Packers fans, thank you for tuning in on the 12th year anniversary of Super Bowl 45, in which the Green Bay Packers, on to this day 12 years ago, knocked off the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-25 and won it all. Man, what a feeling that was. We're going to dive into how the Packers can get back to the Super Bowl, our thoughts on this year's Super Bowl, and much more today. So thank you again for joining us. We are in over 100-plus countries, and it is all because of you that we are able to do this. You are so special, Packers fans. I'm joined by my co-host, KJ. KJ, how you doing? How you feeling on this 12-year anniversary?
It's been too long, Packers fans. It's been too long since we've been in the Super Bowl. And I know a lot of you feel the same way. We threw out a tweet saying, how old were you when the Packers were in the Super Bowl last? I know myself, I was a teenager. Now I'm in my upper 20s. And it's just crazy how it's like, you know, how much life has gone by, right? Think about who you were back then, you know, where you watched the game, how happy you felt. And then think about all the time that's passed and in between now and this moment, the 12-year anniversary. It's crazy because, you know, we've had 12 years later, zero Super Bowl appearances, and that's underachieving if you ask me. Obviously, it's a team sport. You know, this goes beyond Aaron Rodgers. This goes beyond the offensive line. This goes beyond, you know, any single coach, any single GM. But it's not good enough. And I think that's the standard that we need to basically just affirm, is that this franchise is one that is, you know, greatness is the standard. Excellence is the standard. I believe one of Vince Lombardi's most famous quotes was, you know, if you chase perfection, you can catch excellence. And no one's ever perfect. We don't expect anyone to be perfect, but we do expect the Green Bay Packers to be excellent. I don't think that's wrong at all, right? And Just been too long. It's crazy how it's 12 years ago. I kind of had a wake-up call myself. I know a lot of you listening did as well. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in, 100-plus countries. This is the greatest Packers community out there because every single take goes here. We all want the same thing, and that's to win. We all want the same thing. We want another Super Bowl for our Green Bay Packers. We should have had one. We should have had an appearance. We should have had another ring. Maybe even multiple, but, you know, we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about a little more Super Bowl. Alex, thanks for having me.
It is time. As Kevin Green, legendary linebackers coach for the Packers, once told Clay Matthews, I'm right there with you, Cage. It has been too long. It is about time the Packers make it back. I mean, the Eagles have made it back now with, you know, their second quarterback.
Multiple QBs, yeah.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because you see the Packers over the years, right? 2014, explosive offense, you know, should have done it, got upset. And then you think about
Years
with Devontae Adams, you know, Matt LaFleur's first two seasons, real good shots, both years as the one seeds. This year, both one seeds are in the Super Bowl, and the Packers were unable to even reach that game. It just seems like, Cage, that it's come down to a lot of different things. As I'm thinking back to this squad back from 2011, you had Charles Woodson, bona fide leader. You had Jarrett Bush, special teams, great player. You had Aaron Rodgers, a young, confident quarterback.
Chip on the
Greg
shoulder.
Jennings. You know, no matter what people say about him, we put out a tweet on Ike Packers saying, what do you think about Greg Jennings? A lot of different takes out there. Some people like him. Some people don't like him. But, you know, whatever it was.
He balled back in the day.
Yeah, he was a good receiver. He was one of the best receivers in the league. And he had attitude and was a leader on the offense.
He was not.
Then you think.
Yeah, he did not have any fear on that football field.
Greg Jennings, Cage, to guys like Clay Matthews, you know, making an impact playing the Super Bowl. Nick Collins making a big play in the Super Bowl. I mean, it went down that lineup. And I think the Packers, when I think about this current roster, are they as deep as that 2011 team? And, Cage, just starting right there, do you feel like this roster needs severe upgrades, or do you think they actually have, you know, the talent and they just have to pull it out within?
Man, we need both. You know, we do have talent. We're not a bad football team. We're just underperforming because our coach is too nice. And yes, our GM could hit on some third-round picks. Of course he could. But here's the fact of the matter is, look at Tom Brady. In those last 12 years since the Packers won that Super Bowl to right now, Tom Brady's gotten multiple, and he's gotten multiple with multiple franchises. But if you look at his career, when he had that big Super Bowl drought in the middle, he won a few when he was young, and then he won a few when he was old, but he had a long-time drought in the middle. Those years when the Patriots couldn't get it done were all years when Tom Brady had gargantuan contracts. And it's the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. Like, you know, he has such big contracts every single year, and pretty much since that Super Bowl. And it's capped the Packers. You know, the Packers, like we were just talking about upgrades, Packers fans. Well, if Aaron Rodgers isn't taking up $60 million of your cap, you can take that money and put it into four $15 million players. You can put it into three $20 million all pros. You can take it and put it into six $10 million players. You can take it and put it into five $12 million a year players. You can get everything you need to go back to that Super Bowl and kind of do it when you have another quarterback. On a lesser deal, as proven by the Philadelphia Eagles, whether it's Nick Foles, whether it's Jalen Hurts, you know, that is the move. And I love 12. You know, 12's a great golfer. He's a phenomenal quarterback. But, man, he's hamstringing us. You know, he's got our hands tied behind our backs right now, Packers fans. It's like asking someone to swim when they're handcuffed. Like, how the heck are we supposed to do that? You know, and it's like, how are we supposed to win when Aaron Rodgers is taking up more than, like, 25% of the cap? And it's like a 55-man squad. You know, it's not achievable. Like, maybe it is. Maybe you can, like, catch lightning in a bottle. But I think, first and foremost, man, the Packers, like we've talked about this in years past, Packers fans. What if Aaron Rodgers took a pay cut? What if, right? Sure enough, last year he signs, like, the biggest quarterback deal known in the history of the NFL. He didn't take any pay cut. He took a pay raise.
They say baseball.
It's so sad because he's largely, you know, the most responsibility goes on the highest paid individual. And Aaron Rodgers is largely a huge part of the responsibility of us not winning another Super Bowl in his era, not even getting back to another Super Bowl in his era. He's complained about talent around him, and everyone's complained about talent on the team. But when you're making the most money, maybe give some of that back like Brady did. Because, like, how much money is enough money, right? I'm not saying don't pay Aaron Rodgers, but when you're making $20 million plus, $30 million plus, $40 million plus, $50 million plus, it's like, how much do you really need? You know, would you sacrifice a little bit if it meant you could bring in one $15 million stud defender or even another high-level receiver or lineman on the free agent market or even a tight end? It's like, man, you know, this team looks way different, and it's the structure among many things that are holding them back right now. The cap, just constraints, call them, that are holding the Packers back. First and foremost, we got to get this cap in better shape, and it starts with, I think, you know, trying to move Aaron Rodgers for some picks. He seems to be more open to it than ever. Davante Adams is kind of dropping hints. Sauce Gardner is dropping hints. He deleted his tweet, but he's trying to court Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets. You know, the owner, apparently, of the New York Jets is willing to do whatever it takes. The GM is willing to do a quarterback upgrade. You know, obviously, the coach benched Zach Wilson. The stars are aligned for Rodgers to go to New York, and they're also very much possible for him to go to the Las Vegas Raiders, but I don't want Derek Carr back. I don't mind getting Darren Waller back. And here's some inside intel for you, Packers fans. We just had someone who works at the pro shop and was in the pro shop in Las Vegas for the Pro Bowl. That's where the Raiders play. You know what he said? He said, man, the only jerseys on sale are Derek Carr and Darren Waller. In 10 plus years of being in pro shops, I've noticed that the only time they discount the jerseys like that are when, you know, the players aren't going to be there anymore. So maybe Darren Waller's on the move. I know the Pack tried to get him last year. I know the Packers could use a great tight end. And we're going to talk about some of these draft prospect tight ends coming up in future episodes. So keep it right here. But long story short, the Pack, they could get back to the Super Bowl if they just added some more talent. But you have to have the cap to do it.
One thing I'm seeing when I look at these two teams in the Super Bowl, the Eagles and the Chiefs, is I'll start with the Eagles. I see an elite defensive line, elite pass rush, and they've racked up over 68, 70 sacks. I don't have the exact number, but every guy on that D-line is ferocious. Many players on that D-line have 10-plus sacks. And when I think back to the Packers, you know, of recent, you think maybe Big Z had a decent year. You know, Clay had a couple years, you know. But there really hasn't been anybody that's put the fear of God into other teams' quarterbacks. A defensive line that just kind of dominates the game from a physical standpoint. The Eagles have this. They have cheap quarterback. You know, they have cheap running backs, Cage. They used to have Shady McCoy. They used to, you know, but they went to Corey Clement. They went to some other guys. And, you know, the Eagles have just kind of decided, hey,
D-line's important.
With our D-line. We will get our D-line set because that's going to create chances for our offense.
I mean, parallel.
Or go ahead.
I was just going to say, two parallels right there. Look across the other side of the ball to the other team. Chris Jones, I don't know if they've, I don't think they've announced Defensive Player of the Year yet, but Chris Jones just might win it. He's their DT. I mean, he's got, like, by far the most sacks of any interior defensive lineman. And the guy's a game wrecker, whether it's run game or pass game. Like, that's an elite defensive lineman helping the Chiefs get back to the Super Bowl, too. Because the Chiefs are very much like the Packers. They came close the last few years. You know, they were let down the last few years. And their fan base must have been like, oh, no. Are we going to end up in purgatory where Mahomes is too expensive? We just can't surround him with enough talent now. Well, they traded their best receiver just like the Packers did. They traded Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins. They reloaded with some picks. They signed MVS to the Packers that walk out the door. That one hurt. But they have an elite defensive lineman, like you said. And guess who else has a great defensive line and has had one? The San Francisco 49ers. You know, all these good teams, man. It's a theme. And I'm thankful you brought that up because that's important. The Packers drafted Devontae Wyatt. We have Kenny Clark. It's almost like we should throw another high pick against the on the D-line again because it is that important.
I'm thinking, you know, Packers need to upgrade there. But as you said, you can't really do it when, you know, there's a player taking up the majority of your cap, and Aaron Rodgers, who won the golf tournament yesterday. Congratulations, you know, super talented guy. But you have to scratch your head as to why he's already in a golf tournament. I mean, it's like, dude, read the room, man. The room. And people want to see you focused on football.
Exactly.
Cage, here's my point. You know, he took up the whole amount of money for the team last year. So Davante Adams kind of, you know, they kind of made this narrative he wanted to go to play with his boy Derek Carr. Now he realizes Derek Carr ain't the future Hall of Famer he thought he was, that he's probably gone, most likely is, and Davante Adams is stuck there, right? And so he's doing everything he can to get 12 to play with him again. But it wasn't really that way for Rodgers trying to do everything he could to get Davante Adams to play with him again. Isn't that a little interesting?
Or MVS. And, man, I'm just going to double down on your point because everyone's going to be like, oh, let Aaron Rodgers do what he wants in the offseason. Oh, you know, let him live his life. It's like these guys can live their life, okay? But you got to do more for football when you're making the number one amount of money at your position and you're underperforming. It's like accept some responsibility. Whether it's the radio host saying that, whether it's, you know, a fan saying that, whether it's Aaron Rodgers saying that, whether it's anybody on Twitter saying that, accept some responsibility. You know, if you're making $60 million, you should be focused on football. And guess what? You have every right to live your life the way you want to, but you're opening yourself up to criticism if you're clowning around instead of focusing on what you should be focusing on. I mean, if this doesn't grind your gears, Packers fans, that Aaron Rodgers is out here winning shit, winning these tournaments, except they're not in football. Man, I don't know what to say. You know, it's grinding my gears. I just want
to
win another Super
Bowl. It wasn't his fault, but Packers fans, I just can't look anywhere else. And I'm going to flip it back to this year's Super Bowl, right? The Chiefs on the other side of the ball. Patrick Mahomes has gotten back now to multiple Super Bowls.
Three.
And Cage, you know, I don't think this man is done. This man is done. I think, you know, I wanted to believe the Bengals were the better team this year. I think a lot of Packers fans thought that, too. When we put out the poll,
most people actually picked
the Bengals. And, nuh-uh. Maybe it was the refs, right? We'll leave that up to debate. But Mahomes is going back. And the Eagles, I think, you know, they're my prediction to actually win the Super Bowl because I think defensive line speaks and always wins. But Mahomes has just a good chance. Anything could happen, right? And Andy Reid is going back to another Super Bowl himself. And, you know, I look at Matt LaFleur, and I just don't think this guy's in this guy's league.
I just don't see it. I just don't see it.
And so, Packers fans, maybe we're being a little, you know, harsh, but when I'm looking at these two Super Bowl teams, the gap gets further away from them what Green Bay has going on right now. And Cage, am I crazy for saying that?
Not at all, man. And I just want to talk to Packers fans listening right now. And, like, Packers fans, like Alex said, if it sounds like we're being harsh right now, it's because we are literally recording this in the backdrop of the Super Bowl. You know, like, the Super Bowl is this week, and we want to be there. We want our team to be there. We want the green and gold in the Super Bowl. We want the Green Bay Packers to go to that Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. And it's frustrating, right? It's like, you know, it's just like one of those things in life when you know you should be somewhere, but you're not there. And that hurts. You know, it hurts. And if you're competitive, it hurts. And if you, man, I mean, like, the Packers have done too much winning in their storied history to just be like, ah, whatever. You know, it's one thing if the NFL doesn't have a salary cap, and you're like the smallest market team, like the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in baseball, or if you're taking it to the soccer football world, let's just say, like, you know, European football, and you're like a tiny club in the EPL and you just can't compete with the big boy spenders, so you got to sell your best players. That's one thing, but this is a pretty even playing field, and in fact, the deck is often stacked in the Packers' favor. We just love shooting ourselves in the foot. We just love putting up barricades in front of our own driveway. It's crazy. And that's why we're being so passionate about this, Packers fans. This isn't really like anger. This isn't really like, yeah, this isn't any animosity. It's like, we love this team. We bleed green and gold. But this is passion. And there is a little bit of frustration because we know we can do better than zero Super Bowl appearances in the last 12 years since we won it all with Rodgers when he was 26 years old. Man, that is an underachievement.
I've got something to say this week. A certain head coach we've been talking about that was available has now been traded to the Denver Broncos. Sean Payton going for a first and second round pick, KJ, to go coach up Russell Wilson and the Broncos, who think they're close to a Super Bowl, that they're just, you know, a coach away, willing to trade high draft capital for a coach. And it made me really think about Sean McVay, right? He took Jared Goff to a Super Bowl. He took Matt Stafford and won a Super Bowl with Matt Stafford. And
coach means a lot.
Coaches make a big difference. Coaches make a huge difference. And it's hard to really deny Reid, right? Andy Reid. This guy is back again for the
no
third
one's
time
denying
in the last
Andy
four
Reid.
Years.
Yeah.
Sean McVay, he was there. Belichick, he was there.
Hey, I remember a time when Andy Reid was coaching the Philadelphia Eagles. That was fun. You know, when Mike
Donovan
Vick was on the team. Donovan McNabb, Kevin Cobb got hurt versus the Packers, and Mike Vick came in. I mean, Mike Vick balled that year. That was fun to watch him. Comeback player of the year. Man, I mean, like, Andy Reid is a great coach. And yeah, it's just like it does make a huge difference. It really does.
We put out that, bringing it back to where we started this conversation, is that that Kevin Green, it is time, where he told Clay Matthews, it is time. We put that out, and a Packers fan said, hey, I mean, this is just another reason. You look at the current coaching staff, they don't have killers like that who could motivate these players to make these plays. And you asked a great question, Cage. Joe Barry, where do you stand on him? And I want to ask you, Cage, where do you stand on Joe Barry?
Man, I mean, we could do better. You know, we could do better. I noticed you mentioned Sean Payton. Right away when he comes in, and like the Broncos, whether they're close to Super, whether they're not, nobody can fault them for actually going for it, right? They went and traded for Russell Wilson. They went and traded for Sean Payton when that didn't work out. They're going for it, and they might boom, they might bust, but at least they're trying. The Packers are just on this treadmill, man. You know, we're on the LaFleur treadmill. We're on the Aaron Rodgers treadmill. When are we going to actually do what it takes, whether that's one step back to go two steps forward, whether it's something like that? It's so frustrating to just be on the treadmill, right? Like, I mean, it's so frustrating. Mediocrity
Milwaukee
is
Bucks
not fun.
It's had to bottom out. Other teams have to bottom out in the NFL. You see it all the time. And
look at the Jaguars.
What you've seen actually in the NFL is teams taking the risks. The Los Angeles Rams, Odell Beckham Jr., Matt Stafford, not necessarily the sexiest guys to trade for or sign. Hey, they got the job done.
Well, and I'm
Bay.
Just
gonna, Gage brought in Brady. You know, brought.
You know how many people said that wouldn't work? You know how many people said that wouldn't work? Well, guess what? It did work.
Leonard Fournette, you know, like, thought he was washed, you know?
Everyone just is, like, so risk-averse. Guess what? Fortune favors the bold. No risk, no reward. Try it sometime. Maybe it works out, maybe it doesn't. But that's what is the reality of the situation. Fortune favors the bold. When is the last time the Packers were bold, man? Probably 12 years ago. Probably 12 years ago. I thought it was kind of bold and they traded Davante Adams. That was actually kind of interesting. But you know what would also be bold? Is if we got a ton of draft capital for 12. But back to my Sean Payton point, he went and made a defensive coordinator move, like, right after being hired. And, like, Matt LaFleur, he can't do that. He's like, oh, is it easier to just run on the treadmill again? Or do I actually have to do something? It's like, man, I am having a hard time believing he's going to lead us anywhere. I would like to see him and Jordan Love get a chance, but that's the only reason I think LaFleur should be back. I just don't think he's got it in. I don't think he's got that dog in him. I don't think he's got that eye of the tiger in him. Man.
Another bold decision. Carson Wentz. You know, he was kind of the storyline of the guy that, hey, he was the offensive, you know, weapon that was injured when Philadelphia won their last Super Bowl, 41-33 over New England. And, you know, they decided to move on from him. They went, you know, first they got rid of Foles, which was bold, the guy who won the Super Bowl. And then they got rid of Wentz when they realized what they had in Jalen Hurts, and that was bold. And it seems to have worked out very, very well, because I have to bet Carson Wentz would never have been in this situation again.
No.
He doesn't really have it in him. He doesn't really have that.
He doesn't have the dog either, man.
No.
You know who has the dog? Jalen Hurts. You know who was playing on a bum ankle? Patty Mahomes. It's like, where's the dog in the Packers? I see one in Jai Alexander. I see one in Quay Walker. I don't see it in David Bakhtiari. I don't see it in Aaron Rodgers. I think I see a little bit of it in Christian Watson. You know, he's a little bit of a young pup right now. But it's like, we need to get dogs in this team. We need to get a dog like Charles Woodson. You know, we need to get these dogs who are just, they don't care if you know, you got to get physical and win your matchup or do whatever it takes to just win against your opposing guy, because that adds up to victory.
Speaking just, of
we need like an attitude change. We need to like get serious about the Super Bowl.
Speaking of Quay Walker, I want to read off a list of linebackers with 120-plus tackles in their rookie year, because, Packers fans, this stat blew my mind when I saw the company, the room that Quay Walker is in. Guys like Patrick Willis, Luke Kuechly, Shaq Leonard, Kiko Alonso, D'Amico Ryans, John Beeson, Bobby Wagner, Levante David, Brian Cushing, C.J. Mosley, Jerod Mayo, Fred Warner, James Laurinaitis, Roquan Smith, and even A.J. Hawk. I mean, all of those guys, Cage.
Impact guys.
Impact linebackers.
And I just want to say, I want to add something specific to that, because everyone's going to be like, oh, well, you know, Laurinaitis wasn't that great. And like A.J. Hawk, we love him as Packers fans. But those two guys' biggest weaknesses were their lack of athleticism. And Quay Walker ain't lacking any of that. Quay Walker's a dog when it comes to athleticism, and he's already doing that when he's barely figured out the game yet. Man, that upside is top linebacker in football upside, Packers fans. I'm not going to go as bold to say it's going to happen, but like, you may have just heard it here first in the Ike Packers podcast. There may be a day when Quay Walker's the number one linebacker in football. That's a hot take.
He's been through adversity, too. And so he's, you know, he has to come back strong. And I think
he's a champion. He's a champion at Georgia. He's proven he can win the big game, just like Jalen Hurts.
It should be a great one, because same with Patrick Mahomes. So, Cage, do you have an official Super Bowl prediction before we move on?
Man, this is a push. I think I'm going to lean Chiefs, but it could change if you ask me tomorrow. Because Jalen Hurts, I know, has that dog in him. I just think Mahomes is like, he's truly a magnificent quarterback, man. And you see MVS on the team. You see the way the Packers let him walk out the door. It's looking like the Packers are going to let Alan Lazard walk out the door. And there's some rumors floating out there about Alan Lazard maybe wants, like, you know, in the ballpark of a $14, $15 million. That's a little too much for my taste. But if the Packers develop MVS and Davante Adams and Alan Lazard and they can't keep any of them, you know what that says, man? That says something about 12.
Management.
Well, that says something about 12. You know, no one wants to acknowledge that, but that says something about 12. It does, whether you want to believe it or not, and also bad cap management. It's just, it says something about 12, and it also says something about why haven't they been able to negotiate with these guys at all. You know, are they playing too much hardball? Is 12 taking up too much of the cap where it's not even an option to start a conversation? Probably a little bit of both. Packers fans, you got to let us know what you think.
I think so, man. I think so. I think my official prediction is I'm going with the Eagles. I think pass rush, when it's that good, it's just going to come at Patrick Mahomes hard. I know the Bills are supposed to be able to do that as well.
They ain't the team, though.
But they just aren't the Eagles. The Eagles have a coach that's going to rile up that pass rush. And I think the Eagles' offense is significantly underrated. They're one of the top, you know, I guess statistical offenses, but I don't think anyone's really thinking they're going to come out and put up a ton of points. We'll see what happens, Packers fans. Please write us in with your prediction. Send us a DM. Send us what you think the Packers need to do to get back to the Super Bowl, because we love hearing from
you. I want to hear. You know what I want to hear from Packers fans? Packers fans, if you're listening to this right now, write us in one bold move you'd make. You know, like, yes, we need a lot of little moves. We know that, but I want to hear from you. What's a bold move you'd make? You know, maybe it's not the most popular move. Maybe it's not the most obvious move. But something where the Packers make a move. You know, when I say a significant move, like, what do you think? Write us in. Maybe we'll read a few of them on the show next week.
Cage, talk about a bold move. It would be flipping Aaron Rodgers relatively soon after the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts on if they do that? And what would you turn those draft picks you receive back or, you know, some other type of player into if you traded Aaron Rodgers as the Packers?
I would love to get, let's say the Pack had two first-round picks, right? We have pick 15, and then let's say we added, like, pick 7 or something like that, you know, pick 4 or something if we traded Aaron Rodgers, pick 10, something in that range. I would love to see you get Jordan Love a weapon, you know, whether that's a top tight end or whether that's, you know, another round one receiver to complement Watson and Dobbs. And then you got to go keep stacking the defense, man. Like, you can't expect Jordan Love to be Patrick Mahomes year one. It's good. The Packers, when they get back to the Super Bowl, it's going to be through their defense. You know, it's going to be through their defense. And that's not saying Jordan Love is not the guy. I think he is the guy. I really do. And do I have a big sample size to go off of? Absolutely not, Packers fans. I'm just going off what I have seen so far. I'm going off the development we've seen from him, the ability that he's showcased. I think he can be the guy. And in order to give him the best chance of succeeding, I want to throw in another top-level receiver with him. I want to maybe get him a quality tight end, you know, Darren Waller, whoever it might be. But also just keep stacking that D-line, keep stacking the defense, and prevent the other team from scoring a bunch so Jordan Love can get you that 2-3 touchdowns a game. And then we can win a bunch of ball games. And you know what Jordan Love will do? He'll take the offseason seriously, something that LaFleur and 12 haven't done in years past. And it's just really disappointing because I thought these guys were professionals.
Yep. I'd like to see them also, you know, get a weapon for Jordan Love. Maybe even dip into free agency if you're able to move, you know, from Aaron Rodgers. Bring in someone there.
It's tough, man. Yeah, we're
of course it's
going
to be tough, but you got
to doing it to us.
You got to be bold, Cage. Like we're saying, you can't just expect to draft rookies and have Love take you back to the playoffs next year.
You're
it's
right.
going to be a multiple year rebuild, otherwise, right?
I don't want to say rebuild. I don't think so, man. I think this team underachieves so drastically. I think they can reload. I don't think they're that far away. If we would have taken week one seriously, we would have won the playoff. We would have been in the playoffs. Like we lost to Detroit week 18. And if we would have actually just won week one and taken it seriously,
we would have lost the first round of the playoffs.
Exactly, man. But we're in the playoffs. And any team in the playoffs for 4 years in a row is not needing a rebuild. Like,
no.
You just got to take your job seriously, especially when you're making that kind of money. It's ridiculous.
And especially when guys are dropping like flies on the defense. The defense kind of held it together this year. Rashawn Gary, I mean, he's got to rebound. You know, he's got to come back strong. Eric Stokes, another Georgia, you know, cornerback. He's got to come back strong, join Jair and Rasul. Safety position should be interesting what happens.
That'll be
there.
Interesting.
I think maybe you re-sign Amos and then move on from Savage Cage, or do you move on from both? What's your thoughts?
You know
there?
What I do, man? I make a quality financial decision for the team because we don't seem to do that enough. Say, hey, man, here's what I'm offering you. Here's what I'm offering you. You want to play hardball? See you later. You know, like, this is a Green Bay
Packers.
Yeah,
none of those guys, I guess, are really, like...
They have no leverage.
No leverage.
They have no leverage.
Yeah, maybe keep one that is willing to take a small contract. And I think they're going to have to because they've got a quarterback making a ton of cash. And Packers fans, we want to say thank you for always, you know, tuning in. We were able to give away a Jair Alexander jersey on the last episode. I know a lot of Packers fans were checking out that OVO Packers NFL drop collab. That keep was some fire stuff with Lil Wayne. Keep us close because we might have something coming real soon in that regard. Something real cool there. And, you know, if you feel like giving back to us, one of the ways you can do it is through our Patreon account. We have that set up. That's a link in our bio on the podcast, on the Twitter account. So just hit Patreon and you can learn how to build your own podcast, your own super, you know, account on Twitter. I know a lot of people have asked us those questions and how to do that. Signing up for the Patreon is one of those ways. We'll give you those details. Cage, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners today?
Packers fans, this is the greatest community in the world. We're so thankful to have you here with us, no matter where you're listening from. If you're listening from Green Bay, you're listening from Wisconsin, throughout the United States, Canada, Mexico, all these countries, we appreciate each and every one of you, and we encourage you to just, you know, stay close. Stay close. We're in this together. We all want the same thing, and that's to get these Green Bay Packers back to greatness.
Back to the Super Bowl.
I truly believe that the best is yet to come, Packers fans. I do believe the best is yet to come. Thank you for being with us. Alex, take us home.
Packers fans, we love you. We are so appreciative. If you could go ahead and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, that's the number one way you can help us grow.
Also, text a friend.
Tell a friend.
Just text it.
Yep. Send
text
it to it. A friend. It's a great way to help us grow and, you know, encourage more Packers talk, which the community is live. A lot of you have been looking out for us because, hey, people are getting a little jealous of what we're building over here in this community. It's awesome. Anyone is welcome under this community. So invite whoever you would like. They're welcome here. KJ, thanks for coming on. And as always, go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go forever.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Ike Packers podcast and want to help the show, please subscribe, tell a friend, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is how we can continue to give great value to you. As always, till next time, Packers fans, go Pack Go. Vulnerable when I take